Welcome back to ESPN 1000 and joined by Adam Abdallah. And it's my pleasure right now to be joined by the Chief Marketing Officer of FanDuel, an app, a site that both Adam and myself endorse and both love, Mike Raffensperger. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. And Mike, as I mentioned, both Adam and myself are endorsers for FanDuel. I love it. I go on the app, I go on the website all the time, and it's so easy to use. But mostly we're both excited because we can now bet on everything because it's legal here in Illinois and you're here in Illinois. Tell us about the process it took, Mike, to get things done.
Yeah. So, well, first off, thrilled to have you guys as customers and glad you're having fun. You know, look, the process to getting live and kind of legalized and running in Illinois, you know, look, it took a minute. I think the regulatory body and the state legislature passed a law legalizing sportsbook sometime last year. You know, there's a period of time where they were looking to have it be a retail-only sign-up. You know, I think COVID and just, you know, it's obviously a very challenging time for people to physically locate in places. And so, you know, we'd applaud the governor for signing an executive order that allowed sportsbook to allow anybody, as long as you're physically in the state line of Illinois, you can download the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook and you can sign up, you can authenticate your account, and you can start betting from anywhere in Illinois. And we went live last week, so we were really excited to be catching some NBA playoff basketball and even more excited for NFL season just around the corner next week.
You mentioned the NBA playoffs. You guys have a great promotion that's going on for tonight's game with the Lakers and the Rockets. I'm looking at it right now as we're taping this. The Lakers are plus 84. Like, that's where you can get the odds at, and the odds keep going up the more people bet this. But you also have other great promotions. I see there's this odds boost section where if you click on the section that says boosts, you can get the Bears plus 12.5 against the Lions week one. There's stuff that goes on every day. Is that something that you guys are going to keep going moving forward so customers can take advantage of that? And I don't want to call it free money. The Lakers could lose by 85. Who knows? But it's basically
anything is possible.
Anything is possible, but it's basically free money.
Yeah. So the direct answer to your question is 100% absolutely. We believe sports betting should be fun, and especially celebrating the launch, newly legalized, newly available in a state like Illinois. We absolutely err on being extremely generous, introducing people to sports betting with very promotional odds, shall we say. And I'll put a little color on, you know, that Lakers promotion you mentioned. I'm really proud of it. It's one of our signature promotions. We've done it in a few of the other states who got legalized a little before Illinois, and it has proven to be one of our most popular. We call it Spread the Love. And it's just one of the reasons I feel so strongly about regulated, legalized, taxed, and again, kind of legalized sports betting is this kind of innovation that we bring to the market. And what it essentially is, it's the nation's very first, and we were the first to do it, crowdfunded sports bet. And so for every group of people, I believe we have every 100 people that come and take the Lakers on the spread market, we move the spread by 1 point. So the Lakers opened at minus 6. As we are speaking, I believe, as you said, we are at a plus 85, which is pretty good. So I'm fairly confident that the Lakers will not lose by 85. So I certainly can't tell everybody what's better. It's a sure thing. But, you know, that kind of social, fun, innovative, different kind of sports betting experiences, promotions, games, you know, that's the kind of thing that you can expect from legalized sports betting, and specifically, you know, from a FanDuel sportsbook, because we are the number one online sportsbook in the country, and it's for reasons just like this.
So, Mike, you know, right now in the state of Illinois, there's so many different so many different ways to place bets and so many different sites. But what I love about FanDuel, and we talk about this off the air, is just the app is so easy to use. Your website is great, too. I mean, it's so easy to navigate. Is that one of the main things you think that separates you from the others, Mike?
Look, unquestionably, I think we have spent, I mean, we are a technology company at heart. You know, we have been creating and optimizing real money online games about sports for the past 10 years, and we were the first to do it. We created the daily fantasy sports category. That's how a lot of people know FanDuel, actually, is from our kind of daily fantasy sports app. you know, we have a tremendous amount of expertise, and we think of ourselves very much as a technology entertainment company. That's the way we have approached the sports betting market. We've put a tremendous amount of time and attention into the way we build our app, making it as user-friendly and intuitive as possible, you know, and all there, and just the way that we've pulled kind of our own gaming expertise into it. So we're one of the only sports books that offers something called a same-game parlay. So for people who may not be as familiar with sports betting, a parlay just means you combine multiple bets into kind of one single bet slip, and so you combine those odds for really big payouts. Now, most sports books, you can't actually do that within the same game. The reason being the math is a little bit complicated and just highly correlated. So take NFL, you know, for an example. If you wanted to take Mitch Trubisky to throw two or more touchdowns, the Bears to win the game, and for the total points to go over, there's no other sports book in the country that can offer that bet except FanDuel. That's called a same game parlay.
Michael, let me jump in. That's awesome, because it always bugs me when I would try to do that, and I'm like, it always said no, and I was like, why not? I don't understand. But that's great, and that's like separating yourselves from the competition. That's awesome.
Yep, it's the way we build the app. It's experiences like that. I get very personally passionate about it. I am a fan, and I'm certainly very excited that we're bringing it to Illinois.
And I'm on the app right now. One of the things I see with, you know, the Kentucky Oaks today, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, there's a horse racing option now, and it says new, so now you can bet horses as well, right?
Yeah, so we actually operate a sister platform called TVG. And so, you know, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, Saturday. We're extremely excited about it. We also operate, in addition to the largest online sports book in the world, the largest online horse racing ADW, which essentially just means a horse race betting platform. And so it works a little bit differently because it's pool-based odds. So the odds will move leading up to the event based on what the community is betting on. And so it's kind of a pool of money from everyone who's betting in, and that's how the odds get set relative to a sports book, which is a fixed odds, and we as a bookmaker set those odds. But anybody can come in. I think we're offering a $200 risk-free bet to place your first online horse racing bet vis-a-vis TVG. You can find that link right on our FanDuel Sportsbook. And so, yes, we're offering that as well.
So, Mike, a lot of creative things you've brought up on FanDuel right now, but where do you think the future holds for FanDuel? Like, what's the next step?
Yeah. I mean, look, I am extremely passionate and excited about the role sports wagering, sports gaming at large plays, you know, not just within kind of the consumer experience of sports, but the sports landscape itself. Very excited to be partnering with, you know, folks like TNT, who we are their exclusive sports betting partner throughout the NBA playoffs. We're offering, you know, different promotions and odds and games, as well as our daily fantasy and free-to-play site that gets integrated into that broadcast. I think you'll continue to see more of that. I think it is, to be honest with you, never been a better time to be a sports bettor if you live in a legal sports betting state. I mean, we've touched on just a few of the promotions, the ease of use of the app. And let's be honest, people were sports betting previously, whether they were doing it informally with friends or other means. You know, we make it easy, fun, promotional, exclusive. I think you're just going to see a continued rollout of that and kind of more innovation, both in the gaming experience itself, the kinds of promotions like Spread the Love, more integration into the sports broadcasts themselves, making, you know, the experience of watching the game even more fun. So I think you'll just really continue to see a rollout of that, as well as other states coming online. We're thrilled that Illinois is the latest to join the parlay, as we say, forgive the pun. But I think you'll see a lot more states come online in the coming months and years.
Chief Marketing Officer for FanDuel, Mike Raffensperger. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, and we love the app. So keep up the great work.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you.